we learn now from the pasuk in Parashas Tazria, Isha ki Tazria v'yel dazacha v'tama shemas yamim uveyom hashmini imo besar alaso. So Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, learn out b'yom afilu b'shabbos. That 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 354, 383. We always do a milah b'zman as we do Shabbos, and we learn it out from this week's parsha. Yisha kis yom hashmini imo b'sar alaso. The shaila is the orachayim makodesh. Yes, this isn't the first time the Torah is teaching me about milah. Let's go back to Parshas Lech Lecha Vayera. So why didn't we learn out from a pasuk in Lech Lecha Vayera? Why didn't we learn out from Avraham Avinu that milah is docha Shabbos? Why do we have to learn it out? The Kral is generally, if you find the earliest source, the Orach Chaim answers, because if I would have learned out from Avraham, I wouldn't know it applies today. What do you mean? Avraham, the Avos kept the Torah, but Torah's Eino Mitzvah V'Yosa. They weren't chayiv and mitzvahs. They volunteered. So therefore, they weren't chayiv. So maybe a milah, God told me to do it, I'm 100% chayiv. Shabbos, I'm volunteering. So of course, milah is docha Shabbos. But perhaps acha matan Torah, where Shabbos is a prohibition, I have no choice. So then I would say milah isn't docha Shabbos. Kamash malan. That's where I learned out Mila Docha Shabbos in the pasuk in Parshas Tazria, and not in Parshas Lech Lecha. I, the Shail is, the Achronim is, think of Chaim Kanevsky, others. So what was the situation in Murrah? In other words, Achama and Torah, we learn out Mila Docha Shabbos v'yom hashmini. Kodem by Avraham Avinu, it was obvious Mila Docha Shabbos, because he wasn't Chayav in Shabbos, he was Chayav in Mila. But what about after Murrah, they were chayiv in Shabbos, but it was chayiv in Shabbos, but it was kodesh matan Torah. So the question is, would they have learned that? Would they have done milah on Shabbos? So someone suggests maybe they wouldn't, because since the chayiv in Shabbos, I wouldn't know that milah is tocha Shabbos until I get to Vayom Hashmini Imo Besara Lasso. That's a discussion whether in Murrah milah was tocha Shabbos. Because that's a whole. Because someone is saying maybe it was, because even depending on Yeshua raises or others, that in Murrah there was no chayiv Misa. So maybe then, so the only reason, so then maybe you'd apply the general call of Asi Docha Los Asi, so it's not so simple. Murrah, even though it was Chayiv and Shabbos, but it wouldn't come with the Chayiv Misa. So some perhaps maybe it was a Rishus to keep Shabbos. In other words, if you kept Shabbos, you got a Chayiv, but it wasn't an absolute Chayiv. Discuss like we have by milah. We know that Sheva Levi was Mohel, got Gemal, but not everyone else, because there was no Ruach Sophonis. So Ramanashak, so which one? So the Pshat is no. It wasn't an absolute Sakana. If it's absolute Sakana, it'd be Yasser. But it's enough of an issue where you could decide on your own, if you're nervous about it, then don't do it. If you're not, then it's okay. So maybe you could say a kiyum asay isn't docha losa. So that's a whole discussion in terms of achar mara kodem mara. Everyone agrees. Of course, it's docha Shabbos. After the pasuk uyom hashmini imo sara losof achar matan Torah, it's docha Shabbos. The shaila was achar mara kodem matan Torah. Since they were chayiv, and since they got the tzibur of Shabbos, there was no chayiv misa. Exactly where does that fit in? So then there's a discussion whether you would say milah is docha Shabbos or not. That's, I think Rav Chaim Kanevsky concludes that he doesn't think there was milah. The milah was not docha Shabbos at Murrah. So Avraham Avinu's time, yes. After Murrah, no. Achama and Torah, yes.